Good morning, everybody. This is Lydia Aranda, and I'm so excited to be here on yet another Monday. I cannot believe how mild, actually warm, the weather has been, though, Matt.
Yes.
You're right. We're not making rain
in the literal
sense, but yes, later this week. And I'm actually kind of excited that it might be a little overcast, just a little bit cooler on Christmas. That makes it Christmassy for me. Not quite as warm as it's been, and boy, 84 today.
Otherwise, we're going to have tamale-sicles on Christmas. Eat them as they're frozen, you know.
Yes, you just have to,
Christmas Eve.
Lick them and they'll thaw out. They'll defrost pretty quickly. So we're almost at the end of the month. We're almost at the end of 2025. We have one more Monday to go. And we're always excited to have the different guests that we have coming in. And it would not be a Monday or a Rainmaker show if we didn't say what national day it is. There's some fun facts here, believe it or not. Today, December 22nd, is National Date Nut Bread Day. I don't know if that's
there
one
you
of your
go.
Favorites, Matt. But,
well,
you know,
that sounds
yummy.
Pretty darn good to me.
I like it. A little coffee, a little date nut bread.
A friend of the station who does that every year. So, yes,
really?
it's delicious.
Wonderful. I had it up on my screen. Let me scroll real quickly here. I guess it's National Forefathers Day.
Okay.
Which there's a little asterisk here that says, unless it's on a Sunday, to which then the day falls on the following Monday. Well, today's Monday, so I guess we're good all the way
so
around.
So we're treating the Forefathers Day like the tax day, where you get to mail your taxes in a day.
Yeah,
late.
You get another day there. I think I'm going to stick with the Date Nut Bread Day. it sounds a little more yummy, a little more holiday. Yes.
Yeah.
So it was a great weekend, busy weekend all over. I think so many companies and organizations and communities were having holiday events. I don't know about you, but you usually have a pretty full social calendar.
After the last couple of weeks, it was a little quiet. I had some work stuff for here to do, so it was a little quieter, but enjoyed the good weather, and here we are hurtling into Christmas week.
We sure are. I was out and about. Saturday was pretty busy with about three events lined up, and I was so excited. I had planned my outfit. It was a nice holiday sweater that had some sparkles on it and cute boots and all that, and when it was still like 82, I was like, nope, can't do that, so I had to quick find a short sleeve, thinner cotton shirt and a very light jacket for when the sun went down. But all was well, and ended up going out to a number of events and sporting many different things, and ended up at my final event was at St. Augustine's Cathedral, because the Knights of Columbus and the Assembly and the things of the parish were having their more intimate potluck for just themselves, friends, family. And it was nice. Did a little karaoke singing and got to eat some different desserts and taste some wonderful snacks, and it was fun.
That sounds wonderful.
It was good. It was all good and family yesterday. So
it's been dessert month. It's just crazy.
Yeah, so we'll add that date nut bread later today. I am thrilled to have in studio with us a returning guest and a very good friend. Good morning, Gabriela Inigo Noriega.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Lydia. Thank you so much. I'm always happy to join you, and I'm so grateful for your invite.
Well, thank you for being here. You have been with us in the past talking about wonderful things of how to help seniors with Medicare options and additional resources that come with the ancillary insurance and those kinds of really important services, resources, information for folks that are needing a little bit extra, a little bit extra help. But today you're here wearing a different hat. I'm really thrilled to share with our listeners and our viewers that Gabriela, and I didn't realize you'd been doing it so long, you've got 20 years or more being an independent sales consultant with Mary Kay.
Yes, I do. And I'm very excited to celebrate.
Yes, 20
time.
Years.
Yes.
It seems to me that being able to be an independent sales consultant with any organization, but particularly with Mary Kay, who takes such good care of their employees, the ladies that are engaged in learning more, learning how to start out as a sole proprietor, or maybe someone who's been doing it for quite a long time and being able to move up the ranks. I bet you've got lots of great stories, and I look forward to our conversation today about all those different aspects. I want to ask first, what first got you engaged in Mary Kay?
Well, in Mary Kay, I started many, many years ago, obviously. My daughters were 1 and 2 years old, mm-hmm. and they're 25 and 24 now, the two oldest. And mm-hmm. I started as a homemaker. I wanted to help our family. I saw an opportunity. My sister actually connected me with who is my sales director.
Okay.
And she saw some, my sister thought I would be good at it, and she connected me. And I started to help our family without it interfering with my home life and being
very
with my
flexible,
children.
The hours, yes. And what you could do. Tell me, and I agree with your sister that your personality, your determination, you've got very good follow-up. You're very attentive to detail, but in a very calm way, I've always noticed about you. And so I think that makes for a wonderful sales, you know, independent contractor, independent sales consultant for probably any number of products. And there are a lot of things out there that folks can do. They can sell clothes. They can sell things like Tupperware and other cooking gadgets and utensils. Certainly Amway has been big for a lot of people when they've wanted to get involved in that. Avon and Mary Kay, though, seem to be very, and many other health and beauty products, seem to be very well situated for, particularly for women, and not just because they're beauty products, but it seems that the organizations try to also keep up with keeping their products a little bit more up to date. Maybe for many years that wasn't the case, but it seems to me, and you could please correct me if I'm wrong, it seems to me that the manufacturers and the creators of these products have been a lot more attentive to the different skin tones, to people's allergies and other sensitivities to products, and trying to make them a little more healthy for us. Is that true?
Yes, actually, Mary Kay is very specific and invests a lot into all of the products. They've been gone through a long process before it's been brought out to the public. And anything that you see in print about a product is such as guarantees or the effects of the product or the results you should expect is because it's gone through a process. And if it's in writing, basically that's what the product is. It's, you know, as women, anti-aging can be a thing. Mm-hmm. So our products are very, the prestige of the brand is very protected by the company. And so there are a lot of rules for us that doesn't make it like you're just going to go and see it anywhere or have a store, like a storefront.
Right. Right.
But I can tell you the company, that is one of the reasons I've stayed. So I haven't been able to do anything else with the way that I've done Mary Kay, and I'm so loyal to the products and the company values. The company mm-hmm. has wonderful values for women because it was created by a woman, mm-hmm. Mary Kay Ash, mm-hmm. over 60 years ago, 63 years ago.
That's a long time.
Yes.
And for a number of years, I lived in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and of course, Mary Kay, very big headquarters there, and lots of activity going on all around Texas with Mary Kay and certainly Northern Texas. So I got to be a little more familiar actually with some of the corporate workers and the strategies that were going on from a corporation standpoint. And I would and I used to comment to them that I would see fewer Mary Kay sales consultants that were Latina, that were in Southern Arizona, that maybe were out in rural communities. It seemed to be a very urban metropolitan kind of focus, but I'm learning more and more there seems to be a lot of attention to communities like ours here in Southern Arizona. So you got in quite a long time ago to be able to be some of the leaders.
Oh yes, the leaders. I know a lot of the leaders, and they are just magnificent women. We are just like we're average women, but with great stories. That's the reason also that I find Mary Kay has been with me. And of course, the network of women, it's like a sisterhood. Mm-hmm. Mary Kay has a lot of values that we hold in the way that we manage our business in protecting and respecting a fellow consultant's business. If I see someone who has a consultant, I will tell them kindly, you know, of course, mm-hmm. I would love to earn or be your consultant, but the right thing to do, as Mary Kay said, the right thing to do is the right thing to do, and that's mm-hmm. what it was, you know. We respect their business, and if there's a way to connect them back to their consultant, we will. And so that's one of the things, and she had the golden rule as well, treat others the way you want to be treated, and sure. so... Sure. It's very personalized and very detailed in the way that it's the personal touch in the company that's always like the little bow, you know, mm-hmm. around the gift. And it's not just an exchange of a product.
It's not just packaging, but it goes deeper than that, having a relationship.
Yes, as a consultant with others and as a consultant for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has different lives.
I really like that you hit on the fact that sometimes unknowingly you may be stepping into somebody else's customer base or client base. And I think that's true in any industry and with any kind of effort. In fact, we kind of joke about it a little bit here, Matt, don't we, here in our station, that we've got guests that will go on a number of different shows, not only the different days and the different aspects here in the Morning Voice, but with the other sister shows that are going on throughout this station. So we're very respectful of what people will talk about and the angles that they have. So that's what keeps the relationship going. Believe it or not, we're at our first commercial break. So I'm going to ask our listeners and viewers to stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some Mary Kay products, but also kind of get into those entrepreneurship lessons and tips and tricks, and then some holiday bling, a little bit about beauty. So stay tuned. You're listening to Rainmakers on The Morning Voice. Ooh. We love listening to holiday music, and Earth, Wind, and Fire always has the jazziest, interesting gospel added, the little funk and groove. Thanks for playing that, Matt. You know that, as they were saying earlier, EWF.
There you go.
Gabriela and I both enjoy that. This morning, our guest for this first segment is Gabriela Inigo Noriega, and I got to tell you, she's been my friend for a long time and colleague, and she is a wonderful singer, so in case anyone hasn't heard you sing, maybe you and I might hum our way through a little bit later this morning.
Yes, or they can join us. They can join us.
We'll yes, please. Please, as we hum along. You know, we were speaking today not only about your career and your focus in the... You say it better than I say it, health care, health resources, particularly for seniors, but also in health and beauty, because you have been a 20-plus year consultant, independent sales consultant for Mary Kay. And I think that between that and what you do with Medicare supplemental insurances and things like that, and even more so, you are out in the community and you hold gatherings and events and hands-on and formative sessions, also a little morning karaoke with some of at the libraries and some of the other community centers. You just do a whole lot of stuff that really helps get people jazzed up about their daily life.
Yes, I really enjoy, I consider myself a community advocate, very much a community advocate, and Tucson is the right place for it, obviously,
sure,
because
is.
We are, you know, we have so many great things, so many great hearts in our community. And I think, in this part of my life, which I don't like to separate or compartmentalize, but we do sometimes because mm-hmm. we have to for different reasons, work reasons, legal reasons mm-hmm. for work, and, you know, not to intermingle things, but yes, I find that being out in the community, you get to see, I really wholly enjoy being out in the community, being the positive impact. I appreciate so greatly that when I've been to places and people remember me for the right reasons. And that's really just makes it so fulfilling. I don't feel like it's a job. I feel like it's just I'm living my best life in that way.
For sure. Well, I think it goes back to people are always going to remember how you made them feel, and you make people feel comfortable and valued. And it doesn't matter which topic you're talking about or which subject, or if you're just sitting alongside them and listening, giving them a way to communicate to you is very, very valuable. I think to folks of all ages and in all communities, sometimes we just need someone to listen to us so that we can sort of speak out loud whatever our thoughts are and whatever it is that we're going through. And somebody may have suggestions, or sometimes it's just nice that they'll sit there and be a listener, and then we get to go on with our day.
Yeah, I'm a listener, I'm a talker, but I am very receptive to others in terms of when I see things I've encountered. A lot of things in my Medicare, where I work with seniors, mm-hmm. I get to see, I've seen homeless, I've seen a woman who was living in a van and recently she moved into the States here, into this area of the country. And then I see how as women, you know, we're the mothers, everyone comes from, we're born from a woman.
Yeah, we all come from the same place.
Yes, and I just feel that we tend to forget a lot about ourselves, and just experiencing my life through and Mary Kay being a part of my life in different ways. It's transitioned the way that I use this career in Mary Kay to make every woman, that's really my intention, to make every woman see themselves as important and beautiful. And there's different stages. There's women who like to just put all kinds of beautiful color on their faces. I wear makeup depending on when I'm on stage, because as you know, I MC with Leti Ortiz at St. Philip's Plaza. So we'll see you for International Women's Day.
Yep.
And then,
it'll be here sooner than we think, even though it's in March.
In less time than you think. Yeah. And so I wear a lot of makeup for the stage like that, mm-hmm. but then I tend to be more of a natural person. And when I do wear things, I like it to be as natural, quote unquote, mm-hmm. Appearing as possible, because I don't want to not recognize myself or feel like I'm not myself if I'm not wearing makeup.
Right.
If I wake up, you know, of course we have our moments, but that's definitely, and every woman deserves to feel good. We go through so many things as women. Men go through it as well. But my experience tells me that we all need to just remind ourselves that we are special, because we are. And
that's right.
I've had to learn that too.
That's right. Sometimes we just need to remind ourselves that. I think you hit right on it, that we can get caught up in our daily lives and everybody might just be feeling a little bit down, and everyone needs to just take that moment to say, wait a minute, I count, you know, I'm good. Might be a tough day. It's okay if other people aren't thinking the same way I am, or may not agree with me, but I matter.
And Mary Kay had this great quote that said, God didn't have time to make a nobody. He only had time to make a somebody.
And that's
so
great.
That's one of her great things. And make me feel important, to see everyone as if they had a sign on them that said, make me feel important. That was another thing that she would say. And I just feel that it's so true. You know, it's very simple. Like I said, it's... We don't reinvent the wheel is another thing that we say.
No, and no need to. There's lots of wheels out there. We just need to figure out how to make it roll. I wanted to make a point, and you sort of brought it up. You know, men, there are a lot of men that wear makeup because they are TV personalities, or they're out and about in community, or are forward facing, or maybe they just feel that they want to do a little something, because makeup isn't just covering up. Makeup is skincare. And I think that's really where the health and beauty industry, the makeup industry, has gone. And maybe when we come back, we can talk a little bit about the health aspect and the role that the Mary Kay Ash Foundation plays in health. So we are, I think we're almost to a break. I might be a little ahead of myself there. I know. I think I'm right on time. Good. We are at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back. We're speaking with Gabriela Iñigo Noriega this morning about entrepreneurship, about being a Latina leader, about helping people be their best selves. And that includes getting a little spruced up once in a while and taking care of our skin. Stick with us. That's a nice little instrumental bringing us back on a Monday morning. It is Monday, December 22nd, so it's almost, for those celebrating Christmas, it is almost Christmas time. We're just about there, but more importantly, we all are wrapping up quite a dynamic year that 2025 has been. So a couple more weeks, or like 10 days, and we'll be into New Year 2026. I can hardly wait. This morning on Rainmakers, in our first hour, we have the fabulous Gabriela visiting us. Gabriela Iñigo Noriega wears many hats in our community. She is a friend, an advocate, a leader, an entrepreneur, an independent sales consultant. She helps the elderly with Medicare Advantage plans and helping to kind of untangle what can be confusing information and a lot of overlapping things in the health industry. And what we're talking about this morning is what it's like to be an independent sales consultant for a world-renowned company like Mary Kay.
And that is a fact, actually. Mary Kay is the number one best-selling brand of skincare, number one direct-selling brand of skincare and color cosmetics in the world. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really excited to know that the company does so well for us as consultants. And recently we just launched, as you know, our new e-commerce site. So all of our, all of us who are consultants, who have a website now have an e-commerce,
angle.
Store. Yeah. Yes. And so it helps. It makes it easy for us to service people or people who just want things. You know, they can order online, they can connect with me through that e-commerce website, they can mm-hmm. connect with me directly, which is the initial intent, because it's kind of hard. There's I think about all of the women that I know in our community, like you. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of time to even go grocery shopping. And
Let's get together.
Right? Yeah. and we can get together. It's that makes it even more personalized when we go and we can see you in person. It works within your hours. You know, we make it work to your schedule so we can meet as well. And so it's very, and we help you through it. You know, we have a guarantee on all of our products, 100% guarantee. Mm-hmm. So that is also something you're not going to easily find somewhere or trying to figure out at the store through packaging when we have the ability of letting you try the products directly.
Well, and I think that's something that's really important because people have sensitivities on their skin. It might be an allergy or it might be not wanting to have certain vitamins or not wanting to have certain vitamins in the products. But it's not just about sales. It's a sales consultant, and that's the added advantage. It's kind of like having your own personal shopper where you can, like you said, someone can do their own selection and purchasing. The transaction part can be easy, and so an e-commerce site allows folks to just be efficient with that. But when they really want to dive in deeper or learn more about a new product or they're thinking about changing, or maybe they've had some kind of health issue crop up in their lives, so they know that they need to pay different attention to products, you and your colleagues are there to help people through that. That's the important part.
Yeah, we do have things like the Mirror Me app where it lets you virtually try on certain color, for example.
Nice.
And then we also mm-hmm. have the skin analyzer that will, you can, it lets you take a picture and it'll scan your face and, you know, so that it'll tell you what things it's picking up or things that it'll recommend. However,
so like skin tones, whether you have more olive or more warm or things like that.
Yes.
Maybe people
also
have different colorizations in their skin.
Exactly. And also like aging mm-hmm. or spots that we don't necessarily immediately are picking up.
Oh,
it does that as well.
Know.
So it makes you recommendations. Like I said, I'm a very simple kind of a person in terms of how I use my skincare. But of course, aging and such is something that we can't prevent aging.
We're all going in the same direction. And if we're lucky, we do a lot of aging.
Yes, that's what I want to do. A lot of aging, aging gracefully. Oh, yeah. But also, you know, doing mirror work, I think I really recommend for women, looking into our eyes in the mirror, mm-hmm. to appreciate and love ourselves is very important. That entailed, and I speak from experience because I've had, you know, I started as a homemaker. I transitioned into a single parent a few years ago. And so it changes. And it changes as your life as a woman, because we face so many things that I feel that's how I love how being part of Mary Kay intertwines with this and uplifting our self-esteem and appreciating just the simple act of washing your face and taking care of just your skin. Mm-hmm. Just wash your face and moisturize.
Skincare regimen is important.
It can be very basic. And we mm-hmm. have several skincare lines that are all meant to work together. So you can use one of our different types of skincare lines that we offer, and you can mingle them.
Great. Intermingle, you mix and match and get the right kind of combination for
right.
you. We touched on health a little bit. I want to go into the fact that for those who may not be aware, Mary Kay Ash Foundation is alongside of the business, but this is a foundation. It's a 501c3. It's an organization that does give out grants and things like that, but the whole focus behind that is cancer. Mm-hmm. Cancer research, cancer care, funds for I think the Mary Kay Ash Foundation has bold right in front on their homepage, enriching the lives of women, period, everywhere. Period. And I think that encapsulates what you are saying this morning also, Gabriela. Do the sales consultants have an opportunity to get really involved in the Mary Kay Ash Foundation as well, or some of the initiatives?
We do have the ability to do it independently as how we connect. However, every purchase you make, so first of all, because it's the holidays, I want to encourage you to buy local. Go to local businesses. You're helping not just a family who is the owner. You're helping families that potentially are employed there buying,
right.
you know, supporting local businesses. So you're actually impacting someone personally.
Yes.
So that just makes you, so you feel, it's like a whole full circle kind of experience.
That's
when
right.
you're making a purchase.
We've got our own walking chamber of commerce right here.
So there's many places that I always encourage you to connect. One of them I want to speak on really quick is
sure.
Comida del Barrio, which is on 10th Avenue. It's a little bit south of 22nd, and it's a food truck. They just got a recognition for Google because of all of their reviews, and I've seen Angel Alcaraz and his wife has been just a real go-getter with business, mm-hmm. and I see the, you know, so you guys can stop by there and have some lunch. But anyway,
it is a wonderful place, and I remember, it's been a couple of years now when it started up, and I remember just sort of tripping along and finding it by accident along with some friends as we were on our way to a meeting, and we came back and sat there, and they were still figuring out how they were going to set up the patio area and expand the food truck with some lights, you know, a little gorgeous bistro lights in the evening, things like that.
It's really mm-hmm. a nice little, it's outdoors, mm-hmm. but he has also space in the back for hosting if you want to host an event.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to congratulate them because they recently got a recognition from Google because of all of they're one of the top Mexican
food
places.
Food truck restaurant.
Food truck, yeah. So go and enjoy it. It's on 10th Avenue, south of 22nd. And then
good plug for a local entrepreneur. See, helping others.
Well,
that's
I've
what
been
it's
to
about.
On my Facebook, I've been to his spot twice to kind of help him because I love promoting local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But also, so back to the supporting local. Mary Kay, when you purchase from a consultant, you're not just supporting me as my as a woman, as a person, individual, mm-hmm. my daughters benefit from it. You benefit from it from your skin. You look great, and I feel better for it. And we have men's products, skincare and
good. Cool.
But then also the Mary Kay Ash Foundation, with every purchase that you make, the proceeds that go to the company from that purchase goes to Mary Kay Ash.
A portion of it goes over to the foundation.
Correct.
And to be clear, for our listeners and our viewers, the Mary Kay Ash Foundation distributes funds to invest in breakthrough cancer research, and it's trying to find cures for cancers, many different cancers that affect women, but also ending domestic violence against women. So there are a lot of things happening with just that simple purchase, and those proceeds go to help. And I think there are fundraisers that happen all year long too.
Yeah. And then Emerge, that is one of the centers here, mm-hmm. has at one point received funding from Mary Kay. They were selected as one of the recipients that at one point received from Mary Kay, was supported. So
with a grant?
With Yeah. So it's it was a few years back, but I know that they've received something. And so it goes to support. You're not just buying a product, you're actually doing so much more with just one purchase. And it's so funny how it makes you feel. You just feel so much better for it.
And we are going to show here a couple of your favorite products. So Mary yes. Kay Ultimate Mascara.
Oh, yeah.
Take a look there in the pink package. And in the black package is the Mary Kay, had it upside down, the Ultimate Lip Gloss.
Oh, yes. That lip gloss that I gave you is actually the color I prefer.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a mauve color. It's really, I find it that it's very, a lot of women can, it, you know, it goes with a lot of skin tones, and it's very,
very versatile for yeah. a lot of different uses.
First.
Well, believe it or not, we're going to take another quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to remind people how they can get involved, where they can get in touch with you. So stick around. We've got a little bit more information about Mary Kay and Gabriela. You're listening to Rainmakers. We are happy here in the Rainmakers show. It's Monday, December 22nd. I'm your host, Lydia Aranda, and we are very happy. It's a wonderful, mild winter morning, and we are officially one day into winter. You know, just it happened.
That's right.
And we're going to have 84 degrees here in southern Arizona. So not too bad. Makes us happy to do that too. We've been having a wonderful conversation this morning with Gabriela Iñigo Noriega, who, among her many different hats and roles that she wears in community, this morning has been talking to us about her couple of decades under her belt as an independent sales consultant for Mary Kay. And we've talked about the kind of products that are offered for women and men, and the attention to skin care and health along that health and beauty conversation. Gabriela, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We were just speaking a little bit about the foundation and the fact that its attention is to cancer research, tends to be about cancers for women. But any information about cancer, especially skin cancer, you know, we know that well here in our sunny climate and our sunny a sunny environment that we have here in southern Arizona. So sunblock is really important, and all kind of other things that really affect our hopefully our resistance to cancer instead of attracting cancer.
Right. Yes, and we do have products for our skin that are like the sunscreens
mm-hmm.
That are have the Skin Cancer Foundation approval on them.
Good.
And we have like a mineral sunscreen for your face that I find wonderful because I wear foundation, but I go to Tumamoc also, and going up in the sun and
very direct, we're at a higher elevation here than some other parts of our state, so we get a little bit more intense.
Yeah, and you're out there, and our skin, we have that, and it absorbs very well. Also, it when you apply, like, we have several things. We use our primer that has sunscreen in it.
Okay.
Our CC cream has sunscreen in it.
Uh-huh.
So it's really great because it protects you. You know, we are in the area that has the sky a very high skin cancer
rate.
Rates.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
It's dry.
But we also have a lot of skin cancer and other cancer research happening here, and a lot of new what I want to say, tips and suggestions of how to, you know, wear your sunblock, wear your sunscreen, wear a hat, protect your eyes with sunglasses, all those kinds of things. You can wear long sleeve shirts that are thin so they breathe, but help protect you from the sun's rays that we love so much.
Yeah, it's very important because it also ages us, you know. Even the lights like these fluorescent lights in the room age us. Those lights affect our skin as well. So,
well, I want to make sure that folks know how to reach you and your website. Probably it's best for them to call you, and then you can help guide them through how to get on e-commerce or how to set up some opportunity to speak in depth with you. What number should they reach you at?
It's 520-272-3967.
So you heard it right here on Rainmakers, the morning voice, that Gabriela can be reached. One more time, that phone number is
520-272-3967. You can call or text.
There you go. And now you can be able to be in communication with Gabriela, learn more about Mary Kay and its products, learn more about skincare tips and tricks and things to keep in mind for the holidays. And also, if you have a question and want to set up time with her to speak about Medicare Advantage and some of the other goings on around the community, that's a great thing. Maybe attend one of your senior karaoke mornings.
They love karaoke, and it's karaoke. It's not America's Got Talent, so we're just having fun.
It's just everyone having fun and seeing what tune they think of
music
that makes
so
them happy in the morning. It does. Music is very important to everybody, and we know that. We're so lucky to have Matt Neely behind the glass, who keeps our tunes moving along and giving us some good energy in the morning. Gabriela Iñigo Noriega, thank you so much, my friend, for being with us and for all you do in community, and wishing you wonderful holidays.
Same to you. Thank you so much, Lydia. This is a wonderful, wonderful what you're doing, and I wish you the best and greater success even.
Thank you.
And for this coming year, and everyone, Merry Christmas and just wonderful holidays.
Yes, good holidays. Get into joy, have joy, have peace, have laughter and love, and let's look forward to a wonderful 2026. Stay tuned. We're going to have coming up in our second hour, well, actually before our guest, when we come back, you're going to hear those Rainmakers makes you go, we have some other fun facts for you today. And then we will be welcoming Lara Yakabuchi Paris, who is the founder of Tucson Action Team. We're going to talk a little bit about pets and how we can take care of them all. And it's so important to do that over the holidays. So stick with us. Gabriela, thank you for being with us this first hour.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Lydia Aranda, and you're listening to Rainmakers, the morning voice here on 1030 The Voice. And we are entering our second hour of December 22nd, which is almost wrapping up this year, quite the year that it's been. Matt Neely, thank you so much for all that you do to keep us rolling along and playing all those great tunes. We just finished an hour with Gabriela Noriega, who spoke a lot, has been a guest in the past, and has spoken about Medicare Advantage and some other services and resources for seniors. But today she was talking about her career as 20 plus years as an independent sales consultant with Mary Kay, and a lot of attention to skincare for both men and women, and also the wonderful work that the Mary Kay Foundation does for cancer research and to help end domestic violence. And some of our Southern Arizona nonprofits have received grants over the years for some of that work. So lots of great things going on in Southern Arizona. We're entering our second hour. And before we start speaking to our wonderful guests, it is time for Rainmakers, things that make you go, Thank you, little CNC Music Factory there. One of our facts today, and because we're in the holiday season, is about tamales or tamales, and the fact that this used to be called, and still I think in many circles, is called food of the gods, dating back to almost 8,000 years BC. Tamales, from the original word tamali, which means wrapped, was really central to the Aztec, the Maya, and the Olmec cultures, seen as gifts from the gods, because the gods in their traditions had created humans from corn. So we've got all of this central history, and the tamales being offerings to deities during solstice and birth celebrations, and in practice continuing today for sacred events like baptisms and, of course, Christmas. So that's why we see an awful lot of tamales, some of the favorite foods. And I know some people, Matt, I don't know about you, but some people really like the traditional. I'm a little bit like that. The red are my favorite.
Sure.
But a green corn tamales in the has a lot of variation. Some people like sure. a little spicier. And then my mother used to really love the sweet tamales. Less so for me, but some people put the raisins and all that kind of good thing. So lots going on with, do you have a favorite, Matt?
I think I like the red,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. It's funny, Kelly and I talk about it all the time, but I got here about 3 decades ago, and I had never even heard of a green corn tamale. And so I remember having one from LaRue's, of course, because that's what you did. And, you know, at first it was, I just think it's an acquired taste. Now I like them, but I definitely prefer the red ones, I think.
Those are my favorite, too. Well, we are having now our second guest, who is a fabulous leader in her own right here in community, locally and beyond. Laura Ikabuchi Paris, welcome to Rainmakers this morning.
Thank you.
So excited to have you here. You are here in the stead. I know you have a varied background. Of course, you and Matt know each other in many
yes.
different ways.
And I think yes. she's got a contract writer. We have to refer to her as the incomparable Laura Ikabuchi Paris. So.
There you go.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
But today you are wearing your hat. We're excited to have you on because you are founder of the Tucson Action Team.
Yes.
And I am thrilled to be sharing some more information with our listeners and viewers. Many of them already know the good work that you and the Action Team do, but I'm going to give them a little bit more information. We have a conversation. The Tucson Action Team, dedicated to giving every dog a voice and a chance for a brighter, safer future.
Right.
Gotta love it. So many pets in need, so many pets that are misunderstood. And I love their real story about Enzo and how Enzo needed a home.
Mm-hmm.
You were fostering Enzo
mm-hmm.
and really saw that there was a bigger story at hand. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it goes back to my days with Friends of PAC. So I was on the Friends of PAC board mm-hmm. for a long time, and I actually helped to plan the parade for years, and realized that there was a bigger need when I met Enzo. Enzo was going to be euthanized because Enzo bit. And I'm like, what's really the key to him biting all the time?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's not because he just wants to.
No, it's not because he likes the taste of people. You know, he was terrified. So I went down to PAC and I scooped up Enzo, and I said, you know, we really need to educate our community better. You know, they can't just give away animals. They can't just buy animals. And so the Tucson Action Team was born from Enzo, but it was also born from pet stores. You know, I'm like, why are people still buying pets when we have so many great animals for free at mm-hmm. PAC in mm-hmm. our community?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a combination of both. It was like the perfect storm. And I started the Tucson Action Team as a Facebook group, just letting everybody know where we were going to protest pet stores. And it just became this huge resource for people to find what they needed, low-cost vaccines, just any kind of things having to do with their pet. And now it has evolved into something where we not only help pets, but we help people, because people don't know where to go. They don't know where to start. They don't know the resources that are available to them. So we're really like a community resource center for pets and their people.
So needed. And I really like how you speak about the fact that people don't know where to go. It can be very overwhelming, and a lot of misleading information
right.
out there. And it is troubling that there are puppy mills, and that
yes.
there are other places that really are just looking for the profit
yes.
around animal adoption or animal sales.
Yes.
Instead of, like you said, our beloved PAC.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan and cheerleader of PAC. And And I think there's just so much going on locally with how we're trying to do right by our pets. They're members of the family. And I love on your website that there's a statement in there somewhere that says, if you're really not willing to treat your pet as a member of your family, you really ought not to have one.
Right. That's
that simple.
It's absolutely the truth. If you're not going to put into your animal what they need, you know, food, water, medical care, things like that. And it's very expensive.
Medical care
is very expensive.
Yes.
So what we're finding now is we're into a whole advocacy, writing a bill right now for backyard breeders, you know, because it's not just the pet stores, it's the backyard breeders. And we're finding a lot of these people are breeding and selling these pets. And they're not done safely. So mm-hmm. they're breeding too many pets, they're breeding too many animals. And what's happening is the animals are compromised, they're sick. So then you are selling an animal to someone who will have a lifetime of vet bills. And we're finding that a lot of these people, like the golden doodle breeders, I mean, they're selling these dogs for $1,500, $2,000. And we're finding that they're not registered anywhere, so they're not paying any fair share of taxes.
Right.
I mean, not only locally, but state or federal taxes. So we're really trying to regulate it. It's not okay because I have to pay taxes, so they have to pay taxes. They can't just exploit animals anymore.
And if there's a business transaction, like a sale, then it needs to follow some protocols.
Right. And so we have no oversight of animal sales right now. I mean, they really hold the pet stores accountable. He has to have certain licensing and things like that, but these backyard breeders, they don't. So we're really working very hard right now to regulate that in some way.
And I just lost my thought. I had a question for you, but let me go on. So that's part of the advocacy, which you have always like you said, it started off with saying we need to bring attention to these issues, but also the community resources working together with the other agencies, law enforcement being one of them. And that was kind of implied a little bit with what you were just speaking of. But law enforcement also to make sure that when people pass away and their pets are just hanging out, we've heard about hoarding of pets and finding you know, just homes or ranches or things where the pets are being abused. We've got to do something about that. And so that's a very specialized area of law enforcement that goes out and works with the county to deal with that. And then it puts a burden also on the shelter.
Right.
So we need more volunteers over at the shelters to help with that. And it's a wonderful way to get involved and play a role in helping to save animals.
Absolutely. You know, you have to understand that there's only so many officers for Pima County that's like 9,000 square miles. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a huge county. So if they're out in, say, Three Points dealing with a case and someone has their dog off leash in a park, you know, they're not going to be there in 30 seconds.
Right.
They're, you know, it's really
barely even 30 minutes.
Right. It's we're putting too much pressure on PAC. So we want, you know, we talk to the sheriff, we try to talk to TPD, but, you know, they have a lot of their own issues, but we need people to be community involved. You know, if you see something, say something, call us or text us or message us or something, and we'll help you navigate what you need to do and how you need to report it.
The proper way to do that without being like vigilante. We don't need that out there either.
We don't need that either, but we need someone to say something for these animals that have no voice.
And how can people call you?
So you can message me actually on our website at TucsonActionTeam.com.
Okay.
And there's a contact.
There's a little contact button.
There's a contact me form, and I usually get back to people within the day. I mean,
that's amazing.
Yeah. So like when you go to our website and you fill out a spay and neuter form, my spay and neuter team is incredible. They'll get back to you within a couple of days. I mean, they'll have an appointment scheduled for you. They'll know the medical history of the dog. They do a great job. So that's why we've done 550 dogs in a year, because of my spay and neuter team. They're amazing.
Wonderful. And they are all doing this as volunteers as well.
Right.
Yes?
Yeah.
So 100% volunteer, giving back. Volunteering works. It really, really does.
It does.
Believe it or not, Laura, we're at our first commercial break. So we're going to take, I know it goes by quickly. We're going to take a quick pause, but listeners and viewers, stay tuned.
Yes. No pun.
Pause for the pause.
Very good.
Thank you, Matt.
Good, Matt. Very good.
Matt's got his caffeine working. Blah, blah, blah. Stay tuned. We're going to be back with Rainmakers in just a moment. Listening to Little Los Lonely Boys as we come back from our first commercial break of our second hour. I'm your host, Lydia Aranda. We are listening, if you're listening to us, you're listening to Rainmakers, the Monday segment of The Morning Voice. And we're excited because we have a caller, and our caller has been very patient. Our caller came in right before we had to take that first commercial break. So I believe this is Santa Dog. So Santa Dog, thanks for calling in to Rainmakers. You've been listening to us talk a little bit about Tucson Action Team. Thank you. Let's hear from you. Do you have a question?
Hola.
Hola. Buenos días.
Hola. Buenos días. I'm a small dog. I'm a Chihuahua, but I'm also a small dog.
Okay. So you're speaking, you're channeling the Chihuahua in you. Got it.
I love Morning Voice, and I love KPOI 1030. I drive and I eat tamales, and it's great.
So we're hitting all of your favorite subjects this morning. Holidays, taking care of dogs, and we brought up that little fact about tamales. It's
Chihuahua
all wrapped up in one.
Who can drive a car?
There
this
you
is
go.
Amazing.
There, it must be. I'm about
it's
to
like
start
the,
going
like the
into
canine
all
version of Toonses.
There you go. There you go.
It's a small car. It's a smart car. Chihuahuas are smart, but we're also small.
Yes, you are small dogs. So thank you so much for listening to us. I hope you're enjoying what we're sharing with you about saving dogs, about making sure even the smallest of Chihuahuas to the biggest of Great Danes deserve good care.
Oh, un momento.
Okay.
Sorry. I want to thank Laura and Pac, and I want to be telling everyone, my friends, we all want homes for Chihuahuas and other dogs too, maybe why not? But for this holiday, thank you to the Team Alliance. Gracias.
You're very welcome.
Tema. Gracias.
Laura, I think you have a new fan who's probably going to sign up and do some volunteering maybe.
Well, I love that. We love all, Chihuahuas, Great Danes, smart cars.
Everything in between and a little tamales to boot.
Yes, exactly.
Well, thank you for listening to
Rainbow.
Pardon?
It's not the North Pole anymore. It's Pole Norte. The tamales. We're renaming everything,
There you go.
So.
Well, thank you very much, and continue to enjoy your holiday coffee. That I think that caffeine has jumped in, and we appreciate your support. Tell all your friends. Laura, thank you so much for being here this morning. So listeners and viewers, if you're just joining us, we've got Laura Iacobucci Paris, who is the founder of Tucson Action Team. And Tucson Action Team is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to helping pets, particularly dogs, be sheltered, be safe. We're helping to reduce the and fight against the things that are not conducive to healthy pets. So puppy mills, pet stores that are only focused on the selling and not caring of the animals, and also backyard breeders. We got to change all that. But also on the proactive side, it seems like you are in touch with a lot of other nonprofits around the community, so that you have the alliances there. You have the maybe power in numbers, I want to say, like the Southern Arizona, is it called the Pet Food Supply?
Animal Food Bank.
Animal Food Bank,
yes.
Sorry.
Yes. So we figure that we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We have a ton of amazing nonprofits here in our community. And so we touch base with the resources that are already doing the good things. So Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank provides food for people who need it. So instead of us providing food, we just refer them to Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank, and they can go, it's on Grant and Swan, they can go there and pick up a certain amount of food. But your pets have to be spay and neutered.
Yes, that's the most important thing. We don't need unwanted litters.
Right, so they're not giving, so they will give you your first round of food if your dog is not spayed or neutered. But by the time you come in, you have to have contacted us. And as we like to say, Lydia, it's hip to snip. So we really need
I love that.
Yes, it's hip to snip.
Hip to be square, and it's hip to snip.
Yeah, so we just started, you know, we have to understand that we just started the action team in January of 2024.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Like right now. I mean, that's just a minute ago.
Yes, we're just going into, we're going to celebrate our second year.
Yes.
We've only been spaying and neutering since September of 2024.
Oh, so, goodness. Well, I mean,
we're just a little over a year. So it's crazy to think how far we have come. And that tells me every day when I thank God, karma, and the universe that I have such an amazing team. But it tells me we're on the right track. Because the need is so great. So we really try to work with all the other agencies. And as we go into 26, we're going to look more at veteran services and homeless services and how they're taking care of their pets. What resources do they need? How can we help them? So it's not about just the pets. It's about the people, you know?
Exactly. Well, yeah. And I think with our first guest that we had on, Gabriela, mm-hmm. she works for a Medicare Advantage plan.
Right.
And one of the services, if you will, or attentions that plan allows for is a little bit of funding or coverage that helps if it's because they focus on seniors. Mm-hmm. So if someone needs to go in for an operation, if someone is having some kind of rehabilitation or debilitating circumstance, and they have a pet that needs extra care or needs extra food or needs to be boarded, mm-hmm. There are resources available for some folks with some of their plans to do that.
Right.
I didn't know that till she had told me that, but it sounds like a great match for you all to be working together and kind of putting your efforts and information together.
It really does. You know, we went and delivered some food just yesterday, me and some of the team members, and at first this gentleman was very standoffish. He's like, just give me the food. But then once we started to talk to him, we realized he needed a job. He was about to lose his apartment.
Then so there are all kind of things going on.
He would have been on the streets with two dogs. His dogs, one of them needed to be spayed. Mm. So I reached out to the community. This is what an amazing community we are. And someone said, I need some landscaping done. Can he get here? So I just got a message on my watch and it said, he's ready to go. We're picking him up because he has no transportation and we're taking him to this job.
Nice.
So it started.
So it's a win-win-win all the way around.
Yes. Yeah, so it started with someone needing pet food where we really said, this is a whole person. We just happened to connect with him through his pet. So we have the most amazing stories when people come to our spay and neuter clinics, which we have twice a month. Mm-hmm. And they're really just, how did they get there, you know? And like I said, that's why we want to get into veterans and homeless, because a lot of people don't have housing right now, not because they can't find somewhere to live or find somewhere to stay, but it's the pets, you know. It's
maybe it's restricted that they can't bring their pets.
They can't bring their pets,
or without a fee,
or without extra pet rent, or you know, if they're even wanting to go to some of the shelters, mm-hmm. you can't bring your pet.
Right, right.
There's only Sister Jose's, and then someone has told me that the Salvation Army, but. You know, we need to know all those resources so we can give these people these resources.
Exactly.
And really help direct them so they can take care of themselves and their pet.
I'm just so thankful that you all are very attentive and knowledgeable about all of that. I have the pleasure and the honor of working with a lot of different nonprofits. And it can be very easy, especially in a year like we've all just come through, where yes. funding is cut, where resources are different, where maybe politics is driving service instead of not, and folks tend to get into survival mode, which makes them siloed because you start really, you know, just kind of looking down and trying to keep your nose to the grindstone. But we really need to be attentive with each other and be collaborating in so many different ways because it just makes sense. Right. You'll do a much better job. We're getting ready to go to our next commercial break. I can hear the music coming up. So please stick with us. You're listening to Rainmakers on The Morning Voice. And our guest this morning is Lara Iacobucci-Paris. And we're talking about Tucson Action Team and what we can do to save pets and their human parents. So stay tuned. Coming back in for our last half hour this Monday, December 22nd, launching into holiday week, wrapping up the year of 2025. We're getting pretty close. Only one Monday left, Matt. Only one.
I mean, gosh.
It's just gone by.
Where did it go?
I know.
Coming up on our two-year anniversary for Morning Voice / Jump In Tuesday. This is crazy.
Right. It is getting crazy, but we are actually hitting those warm climate, those warm temperatures again, which is really kind of strange, 84 today.
Very strange.
Part of what brings so many people to our community, you know, we talk about snowbirds and folks like that, people coming and having their holiday vacations here for whatever holiday they're celebrating at this time of year. There are so many. They bring their pets with them. So, and then sometimes those pets get lost.
Right.
And thank goodness we've got some places and some people and some organizations that are paying attention to that kind of thing and are trying to do what they can to help. We're speaking with Lara Iacobucci-Paris, the founder of Tucson Action Team, this morning. And the Tucson Action Team, I just realized, was founded very shortly ago. I thought it had been around for a little bit longer than it has. So you've been doing amazing work in such a short time.
In such a short time.
So
I mean,
2024.
I know.
Wow.
It's crazy. It seems like it's been 10 years, but it's only been 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, we really have a lot of very dedicated team members that are just so excited to do the work. And because I grew up in this community, I have a lot of collaboration. Because I know you know this, but maybe many of your listeners don't. We have the second largest nonprofit community.
Yes.
Under like LA County.
Yep.
So
lots of 501c3s.
The resources are here. People just need to know how to find them.
That's right. And that's what we have to do. We have to be connectors.
Right.
And we have to listen well to, I love that you gave the example of paying attention to people when they are coming in their most vulnerable state to ask for assistance. Mm-hmm. They might be reticent. They might be reluctant to share information for a whole slew of reasons. Mm-hmm. But if we just pause and listen to, and just hold still for a minute and really listen to what might be going on, the underlying issue, what is the real case that others, other organizations can step in and help solve as well, be it housing, might just be financial, might be looking for a job, might be that somebody's escaping some domestic violence or some other kind of abuse. Mm-hmm. All kinds of things could be going on. They might be healing from a health issue.
Yes, it's so true. And, you know, I have the fortunate connection. I'm the District 1 appointee for animal welfare here in Pima County.
Okay.
So under Rex Scott, I've been appointed to what's called PAC Act. And so I have resources that maybe I don't even know about. So I'll reach out to Rex's assistant, who's amazing, and say,
Rex does a great job.
Yes. And I'll say, what resources are in the community that I may not know about that I can help this person? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's really just connecting everybody together. It's not you versus me, it's us together.
Us.
It's our community.
That's
and
right.
So we need to fix it. And, you know, when my grandparents came here in the 50s and purchased hotels and restaurants, they picked Tucson when they left Chicago for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they knew really anything about Tucson. They loved it here, but I mean, they really grew a community here. And so I'm trying to live their legacy.
Well, that's wonderful. And as you spoke about, we have a lot of nonprofits here. Tucson Action Team is one of them.
Yes.
That means you depend on donations, on contributions, on grants.
Yes.
So that usually means there are events involved. I know that recently, just a couple months ago, you had your annual Pause for a Cause.
Right. That was the first year we did that over at Grant Kruger's St. Phillips Plaza, which was amazing.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It was $10. People got in, listened to a night of music. It was a lot of fun. Well, we got rained out, so we did it again. Then we most recently had Pickle Fest. We got rained out. We did it again. So I'm like, this year, this is our second annual Black and White that's coming up on January 24th. and we're having it indoors. So it's at the playground.
Nice.
So Saturday, January 24th at the playground. Plenty of parking, plenty of food, plenty of adult beverages. Just a lot of fun celebrating our animal-human connection, but also raising money for our organization. You know, because we're so new, we don't really have the capacity to get any grants yet.
Okay.
You have to have so many
you
years.
Have to, most,
right.
Most grant funders look
right.
for a little bit of history.
Right. So we really depend on you and our events to fund what we do. And you have to remember, for every 100 dogs that we spay and neuter, it's about $15,000 for us. So
wow.
if we've done 500 plus dogs,
that's a lot going on.
We're moving and shaking out there to get it's to get the cash that we can. So
now, also our veterinarians, some of them donating their services or discounting their services to do that. Is that a volunteer give back, or how does that work?
We just started working with some of the local vets in town. There's over 200 vets,
mm-hmm.
and we're reaching out to them saying, if you can give us one or two spare neuters a month, pro bono.
Mm-hmm.
What a difference we can make. So we've already, we already have five vets on board, and that's a program that we're continuing to launch. We just launched it about 6 weeks ago.
But that's great.
You know, it takes a volunteer to call these vets and to make relationships with these vets. So I always need money and volunteers. And if you can give me 1 hour, I can find something that's in your skill set for you to do.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You know, it brings to mind, I'm thinking we've got the U of A right here, and
right.
a lot of, and probably access to a lot of other veterinary training in,
right.
in the sense of residency and those kinds of things that,
right.
that veterinarians go through in their schooling. And maybe going forward, a funder who might be listening to us might have an idea of how to underwrite those experiences too.
Right, absolutely. You know, we're always trying to work with the U of A students. We're lucky to have a vet college here. You know, JTED does a program for vet techs. And so we're always looking at every resource and every way to take the $1 or $2 that someone can give us and make
stretch
it into $10.
Yep.
So yeah, we're always looking for ways to stretch every dollar. And because we're all volunteers, we have no admin costs, which is great. It all goes back
yes.
to the dogs.
It all goes right into the purpose there. So again, let's remind people the upcoming Black and White is going to be January
24th at the playground. Yes, and it's the day after my birthday. So even if you can't make it, you can send me a birthday donation.
There
so
you go.
Can go to TucsonActionTeam.com, go under the Gives button, and give me a birthday present.
Oh, how wonderful.
I know.
Think that's a great effort for a new year,
right.
for a birthday, you know, always looking ahead to say, how was the last trip around the sun and what's going to happen with the next one? So that's good. I'm going to give people the email address also.
Okay.
If you don't mind, it's TucsonActionTeam@gmail.com.
Right.
So very consistent, very simple, very straightforward. And if folks want to volunteer, maybe they can talk to you about that and give up their time and talent.
Absolutely. They can go to the contact us button at the top, click on that, fill it out. And like I said, I'm back to people within 24 hours usually.
That's really what a great commitment on your part. And I think maybe another shout out we can give to our friends at PAC.
Yes.
Because we are friends of PAC.
Yes.
Steve Kasachik and,
yes.
and his whole team are doing great things over there. I know Megan Lumpkin is the adoptions manager. She oversees that. And Nikki is doing a great job trying to balance a lot with the media and the communications. I know they're slated to come in and be here on Rainmaker soon.
And you can't forget Tori Chisholm, who is the executive director of Friends of PAC.
I mean,
him working with Steve are getting the East Side Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
They got the clinic
mm-hmm.
on First Avenue. They're getting this new ARC program where some of the hoarding cases are going to
yes.
go into this ARC. So, I mean, really, really out of the box thinking of how to solve this problem. But it's a community effort.
Yes,
the community
it's a team sport for sure.
Needs to spay and neuter and stop making more dogs, please.
It's like pause with the pause.
Right.
That's going to continue to be our little pun for the rest of the day. I think we probably all have some sort of story of a favorite pet, even if it was a gerbil or a bird or a goldfish, certainly cats and dogs and horses. Mm-hmm. Lots going on here across Pima County. And as you said, it's such a large space and a varied space. We've got rural areas of the county, certainly urban, and just a lot going on with what our pets need along with our households.
Right. And it's never like I said, I was telling you the story off air about this gentleman that we helped, mm-hmm. but it's never just that issue. It's never just the animal.
Right.
You know, and we're finding and we're trying to convince law enforcement, if they're abusing their animal, it's probably their wife and kids also, or their mm-hmm. husband and kids, right. or their
somebody
elderly
else is being abused in the household as well.
Exactly. So we're finding it's all connected. Mm-hmm. It's not just someone is abusing their dog.
Right. It's not an isolated incident.
No.
When people hurt others,
right.
there's something deeper going on.
They're hurting.
And wider. Yeah.
Yeah. They're hurting. So they need some sort of help.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think you hit it right on the head when you say not only do we not know what's mm-hmm. going on, but the old adage, you don't know what you don't know. So we got to try and dig in there and help provide more information, and it helps that spiral in the positive way.
Yeah, because we are actually part of the Tucson Action Team is we go into elementary schools and we teach kids how to properly handle dogs.
Good.
So they don't get bit and the dogs don't end up back in the shelter. So the schools love when we come because we give 45 minutes of a lesson and then we bring therapy dogs so they can practice petting a dog.
Right.
Because some of these kids have never pet a dog or touched a dog. So they don't know how to approach a dog. Or if mom and dad bring a dog home, all of a sudden they're trying to touch them while they're eating.
Right. And it's just, you know, and especially if it's a rescue dog.
Right.
These animals have experienced a lot of trauma and it's going to take a long time. I love that about the story of Enzo also, yes. because it takes weeks.
Yes.
Or months.
Months.
Just like any child or human, you know, coming into a new environment. We think about students going into a new school or any kind of change like that. It just takes a while to adjust and everybody's just got to, you know, take a breath and be respectful,
right?
And be healthy and be safe about
right.
the interaction as well. So I'm so glad that you're doing that in schools. We're going to take another quick commercial break here. And when we come back, we will wrap it up with some final announcements and reminding you how to get in touch with Tucson Action Team. Stay tuned. You're listening to Rainmakers, The Morning Voice on 1030 The Voice. Lydia Aranda, your host, and Matt Neely behind the glass. Pearl Bailey with her 5-pound box of money is a good suggestion, her wish list from Santa Claus, but I'm going to say a good suggestion for any of the nonprofits, particularly, let's think about Tucson Action Team. We've got Lara Iacobucci-Perez, the founder of Tucson Action Team, joining us this morning. As we wrap up another show, we are on our second to the last Monday of 2025. Lara, it's been great to have you here this morning, telling us a little bit more about how we can make a difference by making a difference for pets.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I was just thinking, we were speaking earlier about a number of things. Last week, we had on some folks from the American Red Cross, the Southern Arizona chapter, mm-hmm. and they were speaking. It was Ed Alexander and Artis Waite, both who are fabulous volunteers in community. And they were speaking about the daily disaster relief that Red Cross does, including helping families when there is a house that gets flooded, a house that burns down, something like that, that maybe might not be huge in numbers, but it still affects a family and their pets. And they were talking about the very need for that ancillary service because the people and the families are part of their focus. They do value the pets, but they need organizations like yours
right.
to help, and the Southern Arizona Pet Food, Animal Food Bank and folks like that.
Right. I mean, we're all connected. We really are. If you don't think we are, we're really all connected. No matter what you believe and where you came from, we all have commonality. So,
really
and
do.
A lot of time it's our pets, mm-hmm. you know? And so people, I have people every day who need help putting down their pet. They can't afford it. Cremating their pet, something like that. So we have the resources to offer people, but it really does take the money. So I need the 5-pound box of money or even the 1-pound box of money. Yep. I will take it. Anything
How about one
helps.
Of those pennies that was just auctioned off for $16 million?
Oh my goodness.
I mean, crazy.
Can you imagine?
Just a little piece of that $16 million that went to buy the collection could make a difference in a whole community.
Well, we love our $5 donations because you know what? Someone thought of us. And so as we come to the year end and we have our mantra of it's hip to snip, we really need those donations. So they can go to TucsonActionTeam.com and hit that give button because we really need to make sure that we do 1,000 dogs in 2026.
Let's make it happen. And let's remind people that on January 24th, is going to be the black and white at the playground.
And you know what?
Now, can people bring their pets, or this is the pet parent event?
Okay,
so just people for this.
Yes, and we call it our anti-gala.
Okay,
because. Come as you are. Dress in black and white so you're a little festive.
Black jeans and a white t-shirt.
I'm okay with that because we love you all. So just, you don't have to get fancy. We're mostly rescuers, so we are usually in jeans.
I just think so many great stories that you shared with us this morning, Laura, including the gentleman that you all helped very recently because he needed some food for his pet, but you found out that there were actually some other needs, including he was without some employment. He had been trying to get a job, and then he got a gig. Yeah. It was a landscaping gig. It was short term, but now there are other things going on, and your team is helping make it happen. They're picking them up. They're making sure to spread the word so a lot can happen with just a few people coming together.
Yeah, and my team is amazing. So
you're making it rain. Yeah. We really appreciate
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being on. Matt Neely, thanks again for all the wonderful tunes. I know we've got some Snoopy and some other great, great favorites that we've had. Everybody make it a wonderful and safe week. Enjoy your holidays. Be safe and enjoy our mild weather. Laura, thanks again.
Thank you.